It's time for my first MMA bout. This year, I have already had two competitive kickboxing fights, and now I will end the year with a fight in Shooto, a Japanese mixed martial arts association. In this episode of the podcast, I will record the first half before my fight and the second half after my fight, so you can get my thoughts and mindset going into the fight and the debrief of how it goes after the fact. Thank you for joining me. My name is Lewis, and this is Budo, the Martial Way. It has been a good year for my study of martial combat. Everything I've done in my life, really, has been in pursuit of the martial way. My time in the military as an infantry reservist, working in private security, even meditation and yoga, all of this works in adjacent to my martial arts practice. Everything supports and works to the benefit of everything else. But for a long time, I wasn't really practicing martial arts itself so strictly. Of course, I'm always doing physical training, weightlifting, cardio, in and out the gym, shadow boxing, bag work when I have the chance, pad work when I have a partner I can work with. But I have spent several years here and there not training martial arts consistently in a gym full time. But at the start of this year, I did join a local MMA gym, and I have been competing again. If you've been following my podcast, you'll get the full story in episodes 57 and 59. But again, briefly, I joined the gym early in January. I had my first amateur kickboxing fight at the start of March. That was a draw. I spent a few months in the UK, and after that, I then had my second kickboxing bout at the start of September, which I won by decision. Now it's Wednesday, 22nd November, and this Sunday I'm looking at having my first MMA mixed martial arts fight. Those last two fights were great. I came away from both of them with some minor injuries. I had a pretty severe contusion on my foot after my first fight. I thought it was fractured. I went to the hospital for an x-ray. I think I possibly kicked my opponent's elbow. And I had a bruised rib after my second fight, which took about 6 weeks to heal. But they were great. I learned a lot. The experience was really invaluable. Putting yourself in that situation, you really cannot replicate it in the gym. The pressure, the intensity. And I knew that going in. The big focus for me was my psychological preparation. The biggest difference between me now and the young man competing many years ago is my spiritual transformation. The practice of meditation, my study of philosophy, religion, psychology, and now going into my third amateur fight or my first MMA fight, once again, that is my key focus. Of course, MMA is very different to kickboxing, and we'll go into that in a moment, but spiritually, psychologically, it's exactly the same. I remember what I said after my last fight about having supreme confidence, but in a relaxed way. Sharp, deadly, but calm and composed. Empty, fluid, snappy. So how does this differ from kickboxing? Of course, kickboxing is primarily a striking art. Punches, kicks, knees, a little bit of stand-up clinch work. But MMA adds grappling to the mix. Takedowns, throws, submissions, chokes and joint locks. I'm a striker, first and foremost. Primarily my base is in Muay Thai, with a little boxing, karate and other styles here and there. But I am not without grappling experience. About 6 years ago, before I came to Japan, I did do 1 year of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That whole year, I did zero striking. I just purely focused on Jiu-Jitsu. Now, that was 6 years ago, and since then, I've done pretty much no grappling whatsoever. But joining some of the MMA classes at my gym, I was pleasantly surprised with how well I've been doing. I'm rolling well, good defense. I've got a good feel for how my opponent threatens me, and I'm not giving up anything easily, and I am quite good at reversing positions. So I'm quite happy with that. I've been doing all right. Got a few arm bars here and there, good defense, good escapes. I'm not a complete novice. That having been said, of course, going into this fight, I will try to keep it standing as much as possible. Striking is my forte, and that's what I'll do. I did also find out yesterday that my opponent is actually a grappling specialist, so I know for a fact he's going to try to take me down. Of course, I'll look out for that. I always fight long. As they say, every fight starts standing, so that's in my favor. He has to close the distance. He has to engage the clinch. But if he does get hold of a leg, if he does take me down, I'm not going to completely panic. I do have some idea of what I'm doing. The guys at my gym have been telling me that a lot recently that I don't need to avoid grappling. They know I specialize in striking, but they told me to be confident in my grappling skills. I am a threat on the ground. Also, on another note, the striking itself will be different. I will once again be wearing shin guards and a head guard, but instead of the big 16-ounce gloves, I will be wearing those teeny tiny open finger MMA gloves. Now, this is a benefit for me. Those gloves make it a lot more difficult to block with the hands. Of course, the benefits and drawbacks apply for both me and my opponent, but I'm the striking specialist. I'm going to be shooting out those long straights, uppercuts, throwing the high kicks, and without big 16-ounce gloves to hide behind, striking is a lot more dangerous. Going into this fight, having an MMA fight, you know there is a very real possibility that the guy could take me down in the first 10 seconds. He could grab a leg and ankle lock me. That can happen. But really, having an MMA fight, aside from the smaller gloves, the only additional threat is submissions. Of course, I can get knocked out, but that's no different from any of the kickboxing bouts I've had already. The big difference is getting choked out or some kind of joint lock. But if that does happen, I'll just tap. We do that in the gym all the time. When you're practicing grappling, you catch people and you make them tap. That's how it works. So that's fine. Of course, it'll be frustrating, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen. But if it does, it's not the end of the world. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. Oh, also, one consideration. Amateur shooto rules does lean in favor of grapplers. With the shin guards and head guards, it is very difficult to knock someone down with a single shot. So if someone does want to charge forward and get me in a clinch, they can eat a shot on the way in with little risk. Also, once you're on the ground with head guards and shin guards, it makes it extremely difficult to escape submission attempts. But yeah, again, pros and cons, it is what it is. One of the main reasons I want to have an MMA fight, despite my primary interest being in striking, is because I consider myself, first and foremost, a martial artist. Okay, I think you know this. If you know me personally, if you've been following my content at all, you should understand this. When I tell people I'm a martial artist, people always ask, oh, what do you practice? Karate, boxing, judo? No. I am a martial artist. I do not limit myself by styles. Bruce Lee famously said, styles only offer limitations. The ultimate style is to have no style. Absorb what is useful, discard what is not, add what is uniquely your own. When I was working in security as a bouncer, when I have to deal with some drunk or aggressive guy at a bar or a club, when he approaches me, just before he throws a punch, I can't say to him, wait, hold on, what are the rules? Is this boxing? Can we kick? What about takedowns? A fight is a fight. If you're walking home late at night and someone pushes into you and starts trouble, you can't say to him, whoa, hold on, mate, can we do this next month? I want to work on my cardio first. No, it's happening now. Whatever your skills are, strengths, weaknesses, you've got to use whatever you have. If you consider yourself a martial artist, a combatant, a capable individual, a warrior, you should be ready for anything at all times. I don't even like the term mixed martial arts. What is there to mix? There is only the martial way. It encompasses all forms. So that's my philosophy going into this fight. It's my style against his style, my skills against his, my will against his.
Isn't that, in essence, all combat throughout all human history? One individual asserting his will over another. Let's see who has what it takes. Another consideration going into this competition, something that has been on my mind. I've talked in the past about how competition is not the height of conflict. Of course, when you're training at the gym, and if you're fortunate enough to live in a peaceful community, as I do, these competitions are certainly the peak of combative stress. But I always try to give myself perspective. This isn't war. This isn't a real fight. We're not out on the street beating each other bloody. This is a limited conflict. There are rules and a referee to watch over us. When I was in the army, I was training to go to war. There were British soldiers coming back from Afghanistan with no legs or in a box. That's real combat. There are people getting murdered in the streets all over the world, even in mostly peaceful societies like the UK. And recently, I've been seeing a lot of footage of the Russia-Ukraine war, a lot of footage of the Israel-Palestine conflict. Now that's real. Men, women, children getting slaughtered en masse. Compared to that, this is a game. This MMA bout is nothing. We're playing pretend with this. Even in the realm of martial arts, some of the guys I'm connected with on Twitter, recently they've had Muay Thai fights in Thailand. And in Thailand, there is no amateur circuit. It's full Thai rules or nothing. These guys are going in there, bare shins, no head guards, knees, elbows, five-minute rounds. That's tough. That's intense. Again, looking at that, having a little bout with head guards and shin guards, suddenly doesn't seem so bad. Now, all of that aside, let me tell you why my training for this fight has been the absolute worst preparation I have ever done for any fight ever. Honestly, realistically, I should not be fighting this weekend. First off, about a month before my fight, I got a bruised rib. Just as my bruised rib on the left-hand side is finally healing, after about 6 weeks, I get a bruised rib on the right. Now, this is a serious problem because with a bruised rib, it makes it almost impossible to practice grappling. Just lying down on my back was agony. At night, I couldn't lie on my right, and turning from one side to the other was pure suffering. Grappling with another man throwing his weight down on top of you, it's impossible. In preparation for this fight, the most vital thing I should have been focusing on is grappling. And because of my bruised rib, I've done almost none of that. That's point number one. Number two, almost 2 weeks before my fight, I sprained my thumb. You can see visible bruising on both joints on my thumb. And even now, I can't fully articulate my thumb on my right hand. It's all right for the most part, but if it gets caught or twisted in the fight, it could be bad. Third, last, and this is really the icing on the cake. Last week, on Friday, I came down with a cold. I went to the gym on Thursday. I was planning to go again on Friday, but I came down with this cold hard. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I was wrecked. End of Monday, I could feel I was starting to recover, but I was still bad. I went to the gym yesterday, Tuesday. But I really went light, took it easy, didn't push myself at all. Today is Wednesday. I was planning to go for a run, but decided not to. I'm recording this now, and I don't feel too bad, but I can still feel it. I've got a blocked up nose, and my throat is not great. I reckon I'll be pretty much fine by Sunday, but this is not what you need the week of the fight. Honestly, this last stretch, I wanted to train at the gym every chance I got, running every day I'm not in the gym, but instead I've been wrapped up in bed going through boxes of tissues. When I got back from the gym last night, I had a moment where I asked myself, I don't know, man, should I do this? I mean, I don't need to do this. This is just something I'm imposing on myself. The whole time I've been preparing for this, it's just been one thing after another. Last month, I've barely been able to do any grappling, and now coming down with this cold the week of the fight, not being able to train or do any cardio, It's a joke. I could just cancel it and take part in the next event, whenever that is next year. That's certainly what my wife is begging of me. She keeps saying, you can't possibly fight this weekend. Don't be ridiculous. You've got to cancel. So what do you think I'm going to do? That's right. Fuck it. We bold. Let's go! Who do you think I am? I'm that guy. Put a rifle in my hand or put me in the grave. I'm on the front line every time. Can a soldier take off because he's feeling under the weather? Sorry, no mortars today. I've got the sniffles. Would a Knight Templar shirk his duties because of a few cuts and scrapes? Hell no. We have responsibilities to uphold, a code of conduct. This is the martial way. This is who we are. This is how we live. Heaven or hell, victory or defeat, I'll be there. Take me into my gloves, gum shield in, I'm coming for you. Is my opponent better than me? Maybe, I've no idea. Will I win? Maybe, maybe not. I don't pick and choose, only the fights I know I can win. I step up and throw my gloves in the ring because that's who I am. That's the path I have chosen in life. You're either born this person or you're not, and I'm that guy. I'm the guy who packed up his entire life into bags I carried in my hands, got on a one-way flight to Japan. No job, no contacts, no friends, nothing. But I made it work because I'm that guy. As we are taught in the holy Bhagavad Gita, you have a right to your actions, but never your actions' fruit. Indifferent to gain or loss, victory or defeat. Act for action's sake with no concern for results. Or as I think of the Bible, if God is with us, who can be against us? So let's go. Injury or illness, prepared or unprepared, it doesn't matter. On Sunday, I'm stepping up. Let's see what my opponent's got. You know what? Whoever this guy is that I'm up against, I hope he's that guy. I hope he's a warrior. If he's some weak little coward that folds in half at the first sign of adversity, what kind of victory does that give me? Worthless. I hope he's a warrior. I hope he's dangerous. This is the way. It's over. I lost. I lost by decision. It was a tough fight, toughest fight I've ever had, but I survived. And surprisingly, the whole fight was upside down. Let me explain. First of all, I think there was some confusion about what bracket I was entered into. Three other guys from my gym fought that day, and they were all in beginner MMA, while I was entered into amateur MMA, despite it being my first MMA bout. Amateur MMA has some slightly different rules, but the biggest difference is the gloves. The beginners use more padded MMA gloves, but in amateur, the gloves I was given had basically no padding whatsoever. Literally just leather, exactly the same as pro MMA gloves. I don't know how this confusion came about, and things would have probably been different if I was entered into the same category as everyone else. But honestly, I'm not really bothered about that. Looking back, I think I could beat the guy. Obviously, I lost this time, and he's a very tough opponent. But it's not impossible that I could beat him. There's a lot of things I should have done differently, and I think I could take him if I had fought better or at least different. Quick side note, by the way. This guy I fought was covered in full body tattoos, which may not sound that remarkable to people listening to this abroad, but keep in mind, this is Japan, and tattoos among Japanese people are rare enough, but full body tattoos like this guy had are especially associated with the Yakuza. I don't know about this guy's affiliations, but it's pretty interesting either way. So what do I mean when I say the fight was upside down? Well, this guy was a grappler, so you would expect that I should dominate in striking and he should dominate on the ground. Here's what happened. Round one,
He came out fast. He was super aggressive and kept moving forward, really trying to close the distance with me. He had a couple of flurries where he landed some straight punches, and with these tiny gloves, I felt it hard. His technique was nothing special. Really, his striking wasn't technically sound. He just overwhelmed me with sheer aggression. I really needed to get comfortable and control the distance, but I just couldn't settle at all. He was so aggressive from the bell. Looking back, I should have framed a bit more head movement and a lot more stepping off, used the whole space available. I could have been pretty wild with the head movement because he wasn't threatening me with kicks at all. He did throw a couple of kicks, but they were nothing. So he just came out swinging, charging straight forward with a lot of punches. They didn't rock me at all. He was just hitting me straight in the face, and it was real hard to deal with. I did step off and I did create space, and early in the first round, I actually cracked him clean with a good high kick to the head. Perfectly landed it and rocked him for a moment. After that, he started backing up and I had a chance to move forward. Then, about halfway through the first round, he caught one of my kicks. I hopped around for a while and we went to the ground. After some movement on the ground, he took my back and he took my neck with one arm, but he couldn't finish me. I had his other arm trapped, so he couldn't finish the choke. Eventually, I escaped. I managed to grab one of his legs. We stood up and I took him down and I took his back. And then the round finished. So round one, I took some straight punches, busted me up a bit. I landed a good cross and one solid head kick. He took me down, took my back, took my neck. I escaped, took him down, and took his back. Round two. The start of the round, nothing too special. Again, I was struggling to get comfortable and control the distance. Again, he throws a flurry of punches. I initiate a clinch. He takes me down. And again, just like round one, he takes my back and grabs my neck. But again, I manage to escape and get my back to the floor. This time he goes into side control, and at this point I manage to flip him over and get on top. Now I'm in side control. That's a nice little trick I often pull in the gym. As I'm in side control, I try to transition to mount. I get my knee on his belly and then he rolls over. Now again, I've got his back, and that's the end of the second round, the end of the fight. Now do you see how the whole fight is upside down? I'm the striker, he's the grappler. He had more success in striking, although again, he wasn't really technical at all. And while he bust up my face a little bit, he didn't rock me at all. He just overwhelmed me with pure aggression. And while he did take my back both rounds, I escaped both rounds and I finished both rounds on his back. It's disappointing that I lost, of course, always is when you lose, but immediately after the fight, I actually felt quite positive. I was banged up, my nose was busted. I'm recording this over 2 weeks later, and it's only just about comfortable now. My lip was a little busted, my shoulder hurt for some reason, as well as my left wrist. I certainly knew I'd been in a fight. I definitely caught the worst of it to the face in the first round. But I kept going. I didn't get finished. One of the other guys from my gym did actually get knocked out in the first round, bless him. So I did not get finished. I did catch him with a clean head kick, which backed him right up. And despite getting taken down and my back taken, I escaped both times and finished both rounds on top. Despite losing, I actually walked away from that fight feeling more positive than I did after my draw at the start of the year. That shows a spiritual difference, a difference in mindset between the start and the end of the year. So what did I learn? What do I need to focus on in my training? You know, at the gym, when you're sparring, you always kind of settle with your opponent. Whether you're sparring hard or light, you settle into a certain distance and establish a rhythm. You get somewhat comfortable with each other. As I said, The problem I experienced here is that the guy was just so aggressive. I guess as a grappler, whether it's striking or grappling, he knows he needs to get on the inside as soon as possible. So I need to be ready for that. Ready for that kind of person who tries to knock you out as soon as the first bell rings. You can't get swept away by those kind of people. You don't want to get drawn completely into their fight. You still need to establish your own pace and enforce your own rhythm. But it's about switching gears and adapting to the situation. And really, it just comes down to the fundamentals. I think I was a little too afraid of his striking. I mean, he was a ripped dude, a lot of muscle, and we were both going in there with tiny little pro MMA gloves. So I felt the danger, but the technique is the same as always. Long frame, head movement, stepping off. Behind a defense like that, it's very difficult for people to hit me. I know that from experience in the gym. I should have stuck the jab out more firmly, more confidently. I've got that long reach, and it's okay if it's not a huge power shot. With those tiny little gloves, sticking a firm jab in someone's nose or eyes will stun them, and that's exactly what opens up the opportunity to land the right hand. A solid jab cross thrown with speed and confidence was all I needed. As Georges St-Pierre said in an interview, the confidence is key in a fighter. Some guys do stuff very basic in a fight, but they do it. When they do it so good and they believe in it. They don't hesitate, and you have no room for hesitation in a fight. You go 100%, and when you go 100% with confidence, that's when the magic can happen. I overestimated my opponent and underestimated myself. Yeah, he was throwing heavy hands, and I really felt it. But they weren't that heavy. He couldn't knock me out, couldn't even rock me. And I know I've got heavy hands. I've got the reach. I've got the speed and technique. It's just the challenge of being calm and composed enough that I can transition that skill, the explosiveness, the speed and technique I know I have from the pads into a real fight. And it's not that I haven't dealt with aggressive opponents. In my gym, there are a couple of guys in particular who always move forward. They are always aggressive, always trying to get on the inside. I have the most success with them doing all the stuff I said before. Long frame, head movement, straight, stepping off, low kicks. I didn't throw a single low kick in that fight. And that's one of my best weapons, especially when my opponent is aggressive and moving forward with all their weight on the front leg. I smash that low kick in all day. And that's also how I catch these guys with my hands. I step back, keep moving back, keep drawing them in. They get used to moving forward. They keep moving forward, keep moving forward. Then immediately after I step back, I dash forward and throw the hands. That way, I always catch them as they're moving forward, surprise them, suddenly close the distance and land whatever I want. Uppercut, cross, it's all there. I know I can land clean shots with that kind of baiting, but again, I just wasn't comfortable with the movement. I wasn't able to settle into any kind of rhythm and establish my own game plan. I've got to get comfortable in the chaos. Dealing with someone being very aggressive and closer than I want them to be. Then when I throw, I need to throw with somewhat reckless abandon, speed and confidence, believe in my own strength, believe in my own power and speed. As George said, when you go 100% with confidence. That's when the magic happens. One more thing to add about this adventure. It's over now, but this really dominated the whole experience when it happened. After my fight, I was driving back, stopped off to get a drink and something to eat. I got a message from my wife. She wasn't there. She said she had been sick that day. I thought, oh no, okay, that's not good. Then as I was driving back, as I got something to eat and drink, I couldn't finish it. It was just a tiny little snack, but for some reason I had no appetite. Then when I got home, I really started to feel bad. I didn't have any dinner, getting worse and worse. We all went to bed early, but that night I couldn't sleep at all. I ended up being sick twice. I felt like hell. I woke up in the morning and I had a temperature over 39 degrees. Turns out I had norovirus. So the day of my fight, all I had to eat was a banana that morning. The next day, all I had was an orange in the morning. I felt so rough. I was in bed all day. I had to force myself just to drink water. So there I was, still on the tail end of the cold I had the week before, blowing my nose, coughing, vomiting, temperature of almost 40 degrees, busted nose, lip, can't lie on my right because of my shoulder, injured wrist, pounding headache. Man, I felt rough. Honest to God, that is the worst I have felt in a long time. Like, of all my adult life, I think that was really up there with some of the worst conditions I've ever found myself in. Which is frustrating because, as I said, immediately after the fight, I actually felt really positive. I called my mates and I said, yeah, all right, I lost, but I survived a tough battle. I lost by decision and I finished both rounds on top. It was a real tough fight, but I went to war and I'm a stronger person now because of it. But then not 6 hours later, man, it hit me like a train. And not just me, my wife was ill, my wife's parents got ill, and even two of my sister-in-laws all caught the virus. I had the fight on Sunday, and then the first half of the following week was a complete write-off. But yeah, good experience. Technically, I learned from it. I have to think about the strategy of dealing with those kinds of super aggressive opponents moving forward. And spiritually, every fight is a win because I will always be calmer and more relaxed in the next one. And that is really the key. Relaxed, loose, fluid, sharp. You've got to be relaxed and loose if you want to have that snap. If you've got the speed to snap and move nice and sharp, then you can transmit power and move more evasively. It's all about being relaxed and sharp. This month, December, I'm going to have to cool it at the gym for a while. I've got a busy month, as many people do. I need to work hard and get some money in the bank. It's difficult having a son, supporting a family. But I'm not finished. Next year, I'll be back in the gym, competing again. I feel like I won't be happy until I'm fighting at my full capacity. And what I mean by that is that I want to fight in competition as I fight in the gym. Because I know I've got skills. I've got speed. I've got power, technique. I can fight. Not just when I'm hitting the pads, but in sparring, I am the best amateur in my gym. I say that with absolute certainty. When I spar with the pros, I'm not quite on their level, but I challenge them. I test them. And I know they enjoy sparring with me because I'm one of the few amateurs who does actually push them. So I know I've got it. I know I can fight. It's just about staying calm enough in competition, in the heat of battle, that I don't lose those skills. Because if you stiffen up at all, you lose everything. Speed, power, offensively and defensively, it all goes to shit. That's why I've been saying to you again and again, my biggest focus in competition is psychological. It's the spiritual battle to overcome myself. And I am making progress. This last fight was tough, but going through that battle and surviving, not merely surviving, but giving a damn good account of myself again, that gives me confidence. Confidence that will allow me to be calmer and more comfortable in my next fight. So it's all good. I had 3 fights this year. First was in kickboxing after being back in the gym for just 2 months. Ended in a draw. Second, kickboxing again. Downed him with a knee in the first round, won by decision. Third was in MMA, lost by decision, but ended both rounds on top. Let's see what happens in 2024. More battles, more victory. This is the way. Thank you once again for joining me on my journey. Thank you, Jacob, our brother in Canada. I appreciate you messaging me. I'm glad that my content has had a positive impact on your journey. Thank you for purchasing my book, The Marshall Method. It is deeply appreciated. All proceeds go towards raising my son, Takezo. Bless his perfect little head. If you would like to purchase my book and further your own journey, you can find The Marshall Method in paperback on Amazon, digital copy and audiobook on Gumroad. Enter the code BECOMETHEWAY, all lowercase, all one word, to get 20% off your Gumroad purchase. Links to everything can be found on budo.card.co. That's budo.card.co. Or on Twitter, @WayBudo. It's the end of the year. Merry Christmas. Bless you all. I hope you have a happy new year. Whether you're with a family or spending it alone this year, please get comfortable, enjoy any time off you have, make yourself warm and cozy. I am very conscious that the holiday season is a tough time for people spending it alone. If that's you, I hope you are able to find peace in solitude. Please do whatever it takes to make yourself comfortable. Relax, take it easy. Reach out to friends and family if and when you can, and let's enjoy these last few days before we move into 2024. You all ready for some drama? Isn't it the American elections next year? That's always fun. The globalists are going to push their chips all in next year, so you know what that means. We need to stay strong. Keep moving forward. Keep learning, studying, training, growing physically, intellectually, spiritually, financially, for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for those on the way, become the way.